by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك Ya Nurullah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our morning program, our morning show. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Let's begin, inshallah, by listening to one virtue of sending salawat. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, now that person who recites the Durood Sharif 1,000 times in a day, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now he shall not leave this world, he shall not die up until he has seen his abode in Jannah. Yes, just 1,000 times. And it won't take long, I think, to recite it 1,000 times, my dear viewers. It'll possibly take about half an hour. It'll take about half an hour, but this doesn't mean you need to take out full half an hour, my dear viewers. Although many of us would have that time to take out. But you can simply, as you're doing another task, as you're performing another action, you can recite the Durood Sharif. Now, as usual, let's listen to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا
والله خير
صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله سبحان الله. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Each and every single day we have a new topic. Many of us would have heard of this individual. Really, this is no ordinary individual. He really is not. He's somebody who's very, very famous, my dear viewers. And he's more famous with his title than he is with his name. You know, people have given him the title of Ganj Bakhsh. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, who this person was, we shall hear very soon. And also we shall be speaking about a topic now today, inshallah, we shall be speaking about visiting shrines, the shrines of the awliya Allah Azza wa Jal in particular, and also a little about this particular scholar, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, that we shall have after the Naad Sharif. First, alhamdulillah, as usual, after listening to the Holy Quran, we move on to the Naat. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, salli ala
No.
Allah sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My viewers of Insham, for those of you that may have just joined us, alhamdulillah. Today we shall also be speaking, well, the topic of the day is visiting shrines. Now by shrines, I don't refer to any shrines, my dear viewers, but rather, you know, shrines which are worthy of being shrines. The shrines of the awliya Allah, shrines of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And firstly, let's talk about its permissibility. And we should in fact visit shrines. Now, it's said, and this is proven from the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, that they would visit the shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. So there's two things here. There's one is visiting shrines, and the second is how to visit the shrine, the manner of visiting the shrine. And then thirdly, subhanallah, we shall be speaking about three things today. Thirdly, my dear viewers, as I mentioned, Sayyidi Hazrat Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajweri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now we shall be speaking a little about his life also, and more specifically also about his shrine, because alhamdulillah, I have been blessed to go and visit his shrine, my dear viewers. And really, when I went to visit that shrine, is when I really understood how great this individual was. Before, I didn't know much about him. I had heard his name. And by the way, I've just remembered, my dear viewers, I've not mentioned his name. Now I've only just mentioned it, that his name is Ali is his name. His father's name was Uthman. So he's known as Hazrat Data Ali Hajweri, radiallahu ta'ala an, because he came from, he moved to a place known as Hajwer. Now, firstly, in regards to visiting shrines, this is from the practices of the companions, and visiting graves is from the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He said, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala an, she states that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam would regularly visit which place, my dear viewers? Jannatul Baqi', the graveyard, Jannatul Baqi'. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would regularly go and visit there. Secondly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had also taught others, وَكُنْتُ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ زِيَارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ, that there used to be a time, and yes, there used to be a time, my dear viewers, when it was prohibited to visit the graveyard. But later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, فَزُورُوهَا, he says, now you should go and visit graves. This is generally in regards to graves. That I used to prohibit you from visiting graves. فَزُورُوهَا, so visit them now. Why? فَإِنَّهُ تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ, they will remind you of the Akhirah. The graves, my dear viewers, by visiting graves, it will remind you that one day, yes, you shall also leave this world for the eternal abode. One day you shall also die. وَتُدْمِعُ الْعَيْنِ, it's mentioned that it brings tears to the eyes. It softens the heart, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. So we have been told to visit graves. You know, pray for those people who have passed away. But that's a separate thing. Now we are speaking about visiting the shrines of the awliya Allah. This has been also proven by the companions. It has been stated, subhanAllah, that once an individual by the name of Hazrat Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's the one who narrates this. He says that he was once sitting by the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And a Bedouin came. This Bedouin came, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and he turned facing Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then this Bedouin, he recited a verse from the glorious Quran. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ, and if the people were to oppress themselves, then جَاءُوكَ, they should come to you. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهُ, and then they should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once they have asked for forgiveness, وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ, then Ya Rasulullah, you too should also for them, Ya Rasulullah, you should also ask for forgiveness on their behalf. And then, when they ask for forgiveness, Ya Rasulullah, when you ask for forgiveness on their behalf, Ya Rasulullah, when you ask for their forgiveness, then what will happen? لَوَجَدُ اللَّهُ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا, they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab, that individual who is the most accepting when it comes to repentance, my dear viewers. He is the most kind, he is the most merciful, he is the forgiving, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But when first they seek forgiveness, and then also they come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you seek forgiveness on their behalf. So my dear viewers, this Bedouin, when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the verse of the Quran he recited. And then he says, وَإِنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُ, he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now indeed I have come to you, Ya Rasulullah, مُسْتَغْفِرًا, Allahu Akbar, asking forgiveness from my Lord. وَمُسْتَشْفِعًا بِكَ, Ya Rasulullah, and wishing for you to also intercede for me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this Quran to you, and no doubt it is full of truth. This is what I have been ordered. Ya Rasulullah, I am asking forgiveness, and I pray you also ask forgiveness for. And then he said, that after having mentioned all these things, he then mentioned some words of poetry. And this poetry, it is absolutely beautiful. Even today, in this day and age, if you were to go there, you would be able to witness this. You would be able to see this on the pillars. The Ya Khaira Man Dufinat Bilqa'i A'zamuhu. That, O you who is the greatest of mankind, and has been buried in this place, Bilqa'i A'zamuhu, who has been buried in this place, فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاءُ وَالْأَكَمُ. And due to whose pureness, the lower and the upper earth has become pure. Due to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being buried there, was below and above has become pure. نَفْسِي فِدَاءٌ. He says that may my life be sacrificed. بِقَبْرٍ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ, in that grave in which you reside. فِيهِ الْعِفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ, within this there is forgiveness, there is generosity, there is nobility, there is true greatness. So he recites these beautiful words of poetry, and then he leaves, Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is watching this. He is watching what is going on, what is happening. And Hazrat Utbah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he then, you can say his eyes close, he falls asleep. And Allahu Akbar, his fortune awakens. Meaning he sees Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam in his dreams. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam says that alhiqhu, that go to that person, find that person, and tell him, give him the good news that he has been forgiven. But what we learn from this is that to visit the blessed shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, this is a permissible act, this is a good act. And if you are to visit any shrine, then no doubt the greatest of all shrines are that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then there are other people who gain blessings from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we can gain blessings from them. Meaning, if we are not able to visit the shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should also go to other people, my dear viewers, visit their shrines also. For example, even in the beautiful city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara, where there is a shrine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only a minute's walk, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, will you arrive at Jannat al-Baqiyah. And similarly, the people even of Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, they would go visit the shrine of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this was even a practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that of the companions to go visit him. So from this we learn also the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit their shrines. The Tabi'un, the Taba Tabi'een. And it's been mentioned, in fact, the story of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was once sleeping. You see, he left Al-Madinatul Munawwara. The reason being is everything which he would see would remind him of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left this world. So, he could no longer bear seeing or remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then feeling that sadness. You know, whenever he saw something, he would think, oh, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting here, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing such and such thing here. And for this reason, he couldn't bear it anymore, knowing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left this world. So then it's mentioned that he left Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara and he went to a place close to Syria, Madhavi was over there, in Asham. And when he went to that place, after some time, it said that he was sleeping, and he suddenly woke up. His beloved wife, she asked him, oh Bilal, what is this? He replied that I had a dream, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, Ya Bilal, ma hadha jifa, that that, "Oh Bilal, what is this? What is it you are doing? What is this, oh Bilal? This, you know, you're not remembering me, you've not come to visit me. Alayhis al-an, is it not time? Antazuruna, that you come and visit me, oh Bilal?" And then it's mentioned as that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he also goes to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers, to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to visit the companions, is a practice of the people of their era. And then we also have the shrines of the awliya Allah. And we hear this through the times. For example, Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born in approximately 150 AH. Now, it was round about the same year when Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, Hazrat Nu'man bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he passed away. So Imam Hazrat Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i is mentioned that he was the student of Hazrat Imam Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Imam Muhammad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. And is mentioned about Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was amongst the greatest scholars, my dear viewers. He was amongst the greatest scholars. He is one of the four imams of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That he would have to, whenever he would read a book, he would have to cover one side. The reason being is when he would turn the page, if he would see both sides, then immediately he would memorize all of it together. But he would like to first read the first page and then the next page. So this is how brilliant his memory was, even my dear viewers. Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that whenever he would require anything, whenever he faced any sort of difficulty, whatever it may have been, he would visit the blessed shrine of Hazrat Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he would offer two raka'at of salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would read two raka'ats of prayer, my dear viewers. He would then make dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would fulfill his need. This was none other than Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So some people were known to visit many graves, many shrines of the awliya Allah. First, let's go to our segment, which is the reminder of the day, and then inshallah azzajal, we shall listen in regards to Hazrat, a little about his life, inshallah azzajal, of Hazrat Data Ali Hajwairi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear Islamic brothers, we bring to you some unique actions of some unique personalities. And who can have the most unique actions than the unique personality himself? The best of personalities, the best of creation, our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. We will start these unique actions with the unique actions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Zayd bin Salam, who was a scholar of the Torah, before embracing Islam, he once bought some dates of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There was a few days left for these dates to be delivered. In front of a big crowd, he began to demand in a harsh manner from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he took hold of the cloth of the kameez, of the shirt of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And whilst looking at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with anger, looking at this, Sayyidina Faruqi Azam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, looking at him with a rage, meaning in anger. And he said, "O enemy of Allah azza wa jal, how dare you disrespect the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam? By Allah, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not present at this moment, I would have separated your head from your shoulders." Listening to this, the mercy to both worlds, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "O Umar, what are you saying? Instead, you should be making my mindset to pay off the loan," and made his mindset to ask for the loan recovery with politeness. "And that way you would have helped both of us, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then ordered Sayyidina Farooq Azam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, give him dates rightfully and then give him some extra. When the Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala gave the dates rightfully required, Zaid bin Sana asked, oh Umar, why are you giving me more dates than I deserve? He replied, because I looked at you in a harsh way and scared you. That's why the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told me to give you extra dates in order to please you. Listening to this, Zaid bin Sana asked, oh Umar, do you know who I am? I am Zaid bin Sana. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala asked, are you that Zaid bin Sana who is a great scholar of the Torah? He replied, yes. Listening to this, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he asked him, then why did you treat the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with disrespect? Zaid bin Sana replied, oh Umar, the thing is that whatever signs I read in the Torah about the final Rasul, the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, I had seen them all in his nature, apart from two signs, and I had to retest him regarding these final two signs. First, that his politeness will always remain dominant. And secondly, when he is treated with ignorance and with evilness, his politeness will increase even further. Therefore, in this way, I observe the final two signs and I bear witness that verily he is the true prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. O Umar, I testify and I bear witness that he is the true prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. O Umar, I am a very wealthy person. And I make you a witness that I give half of my wealth in charity for the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And he then came into the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, recited the kalma and entered into the fold of Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers, this was one unique action from the most unique of personalities, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this unique action is politeness. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so polite in his manners. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so polite in his way that someone who treated him with harshness became impressed with his politeness. And how Zaid bin Sana tested the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this way, and he found the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being so polite. My dear Islam brothers, politeness is indeed a unique action and we should try to adopt it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said regarding politeness that whatever thing possesses politeness gets beautified, and from whatever thing it is taken out of makes it ugly. So my dear Islam brothers, to beautify ourselves, beautify our actions, bring politeness in your lives. And this is the unique action of today, learning about politeness. Keep on watching Madani channels and learn regarding unique actions of unique people. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azzurrah. Today we are joined by MashaAllah Mawlana Tabriz Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him in this world and the Akhirah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Again, Tabriz, MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khairah for joining us. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I hope you are well too, Tabriz bhai. Coming to the topic, Tabriz bhai, we're speaking about visiting shrines, and then inshallah we shall hear a little about Hazrat Data Ali Hajweri radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's in fact go straight to that. Have you ever visited the blessed shrine of Hazrat Data?
Ji, beshak, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me with this opportunity of, you know, presenting myself in the bargah, in the court of this great, gigantic personality, subhanAllah. And I had been to Lahore and I had also visited the Mazar Sharif of Data Ali Hajweri rahmatullahi ta'ala. What a beautiful scenery, Shabaz bhai. Alhamdulillah.
Allah,
I believe that you have visited it many a times as well.
Ji, alhamdulillah. I don't know about the scenery, but generally, mashallah, beautiful place, no doubt about it. Tabriz, but anything extraordinary you've experienced?
Shahbaz bhai, actually, when I say scenery, I actually try to say environment, the peaceful environment.
I was thinking the same thing.
You know, you feel like you get the spiritual shivers in your body at times when you are presented or when you are, you know, given the sharaf and privilege of presenting yourself in a court of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, I love your choice of words. The shivers.
Jazakallah, barakallah. And I have no words to actually describe that feeling, Shahbaz bhai, but I think Data Ali Hajwiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's Mazar Sharif is one of those mazarat that I have visited in my life, which, you know, is it's always going to be there in my mind. For I had never seen such a spiritual and uplifting, you know, mazar in terms of when you go there, you can actually feel a difference. You can feel the Nuraniyat, experience the spirituality of the Mazar Sharif itself by seeing so many different types of people from different cultures, from different backgrounds coming, making dua. And, you know, they have so much of yaqeen and so much of hope. And they know that with surety that their duas will be answered, their applications will be fulfilled and answered at the Mazar Sharif of Data Ali Hajwiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. As to why, you know, he's got the title of Data, being a Data. Data means the one who actually, you know, keeps people sustained through, or to, you know, the one who is giving people. Of course, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azawajal, you know, has blessed these awliya, these great personalities. And through their wasila, through their du'as, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses people who ask for du'as and supplication at these blessed courts. So yes, of course, they call him Data because no one goes empty from his blessed court. Whoever comes there with whatever wish, the wishes are fulfilled, Shahbaz bhai. Subhanallah, this is really amazing.
Subhanallah. I've personally witnessed, experienced the Tabriz. Alhamdulillah, I would try to visit there, you know, every single Friday. This is what I would try to do whilst I was studying and to also, you know, just read something there. So I'll just sit there and I would read. And Tabriz, I remember once, I know this might be, I don't know if you like the example or not, Tabriz, but sometimes you have that feeling where, for example, I went there and I saw a person eating a banana. And I don't know if you've ever had this feeling where you just think, you know, I wouldn't mind a banana right now, but it was just a second thought and then I just went back to continuing what I was doing. It's not that I was, you know, really hungry to have one. It's not that I couldn't have purchased one. I could have just walked outside and gone and got one for myself. But it just, you know, sometimes when you see somebody eating something, you think, you know, I wouldn't mind one of those. And Allahu Akbar, the raised by really what happened was they were, you know, whenever you go there, no matter what time you go there, morning, night time, in the middle of the night, 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, there's always so many people there. So what happened was, and subhanAllah, I think especially on a Friday, there's a lot more people there, is I was just reading my book and randomly, that same person who was eating the banana, he came and offered me one. Now I was sitting in a crowd of people. There was many people around the blessed shrine and he came and gave me one. And I just thought, subhanAllah, you know, undoubtedly this is their karam. And once the brave by, you know, in Pakistan, I had a knee problem because I would have to sit on the floor and the floor was very, very hard. And this was really, really difficult for me. I had, you know, a very, very bad with both of my knees. Both of my knees were hurting me so much, the brace, by the way. I couldn't even sit down properly after that. I used to have to, you know, sit with my legs stretched out. Allahu Akbar. And what happened is one Friday, and this continued for about a week or so, you know, Friday came, I went there and I was sitting against the pillar with my legs up like this. My legs were up and I was sitting against the pillar. And one of the elderly men, one of the cleaners, he was cleaning up and he saw me sitting like that. And he basically shouted at me. You know how the elderly, how they do it. And so he began to ask me, he's screwing at me. You know, he began to shout at me that, what are you doing? Is this how you sit in such a manner, in such a place? And I got kind of, you know, I thought of replying to him and saying, you know, I can't sit in no other way. I don't have no other option. But I just stayed quiet and I thought, look where I am. You know. So what happened was, I tried to sit in tashahud in the position of respect. And as soon as I sat in tashahud, the brave by, alhamdulillah, you know, even if you had to ask all my class fellows, alhamdulillah, after that I didn't feel any knee pain. Where I remember in my class when I used to sit on the floor on the hard ground, I wasn't able to sit there anymore. But alhamdulillah, upon doing that, with the karam of this great saint, this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, mashallah, I've never had knee pain, I've never had any problem sitting on hard ground. Alhamdulillah, now I don't know, it's been a long time, I might have it again, but generally, Tabriz bhai, this is just something what I've experienced. And there's two shrines, Tabriz bhai, and they're both of the same era. One is this, and this is in Lahore, my dear viewers of Madan Shalom. The second is in Multan, Hazrat Baha'uddin Zakariya radiallahu an. That also, that shrine I've just witnessed, is something, it's like out of this world, isn't it, Tabriz bhai?
You know, it makes you think. I mean, besides the place where Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali had been chilla, you know, it's just like right next to the Mazar Sharif of Data Ali Hajwiri rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Imagine if Ghaus-e-Azam Abdul Qadir Jilani, Qudsa Sirruhu Nurani, could make a statement of this nature by saying that if I had been in the era of Data Ali Hajwiri rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, I would have become his disciple and his murid. Allah. If Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali could say something of this nature, then imagine what would be the status, or what is the actual status of Data Ali Hajwiri rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed these personalities, Shabaz, but they have, you know, there's so many lessons. If we only want to learn about Data Ali Hajwiri rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, we should read his book, Kashful Mahjub,
Shabaz.
Very beautiful book, which he has, he's the author of. And subhanAllah, there are many Sufi points of the after a person will read, and you know, he will spiritually connect himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make his life better. So, a very knowledgeable personality, many books he has authored, and this is one of those books that he has authored. And from a little age, you know, having the raghbat towards ilm and knowledge, seeking knowledge, spreading knowledge, subhanAllah, killing the desires and the nafs. I mean, so many centuries have passed, Shabaz, but think about it. But alhamdulillah, so many, many, is closer towards Qiyamah, his name is only shining, Shabaz.
And for those viewers that have never seen the Blessed Shrine, mashallah, it is on Madini channel. At the moment, you are able to see that this is the Blessed Shrine of Huzur Data Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajwiri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's also that karamat, isn't there? I think a little towards the right, when, you know, people began to doubt the direction of the Qibla. And he said, if you come for this prayer, then I will show you that this is the correct direction of the Qibla. And he said that he removed all the veils. He was undoubtedly, he was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was capable of performing miracles, my dear viewers. So he said, he removed everything in between himself and the Al-Ka'batul Musharrafa. So people were able to see that yes, indeed this is the direction of the Ka'batul Musharrafa. He was undoubtedly a great wali of Allah. I don't know if Tabriz bhai is still with us. Tabriz bhai, any last words?
When we visit the shrines of the you know, great personalities, we should always, you know, first make some good intentions before going there. And the more adab and respect we have in our hearts, and always, you know, enter the mazar being empty. Don't go with pride, or don't go there thinking that you're going to give something. Actually, we all go there as destitutes, and we go there empty in order to take something from these great personalities. So they are distributing the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the treasures of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have been authorized to distribute the wealth given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, if we go there empty with whatever murad and lawful wishes, those wishes shall be accepted. Have you got, you know, good intentions in your heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When you enter the bazaar, always try and be ba-wudu, be clean, and you know, try and avoid the eyes, you know, focused here and there, but rather lower your gaze when you enter the Mazar Sharif. Always enter reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person has a Peer Sahib, a Kamil Peer or Murshid, a spiritual guide, then he should try and enter with his leader, with his master, so that, you know, with that wasila he may enter the Mazar Sharif. And if he's alone, no problem, he shall enter with wuzu, with good intentions, lowering his gaze, and try to enter from the leg side. And then he should go and stand whilst his face, his back faces the Qibla, and he is right by the head side or at the face of that great personality.
SubhanAllah. JazakAllahu khairah, mashallah, Tabriz bhai, for giving us your time. Also, remember, even before going, try to recite two rak'at, two cycles of prayer at home. reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, Ayatul Kursi, and then Surah Ikhlas 3 times in each raka'at also, my dear viewers, inshallah. And then whatever you do recite, send the reward to that spiritual guide. Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah Khairah again, the praise by for giving us, mashallah, your time today. We do have a munkabat in relation to this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The praise by inshallah, you can also listen to it along with us. Let's turn to the munkabat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Tatapiya, tatapiya, ya data, ya data, nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaaron ki takdeer dekhi. Tatapiya, tatapiya, kar do karam, data piya, kar do karam, data piya. Khumatine ka tikat mujhko ata data piya, aapko khaja piya, aapko khaja piya, ka wasita data piya, data piya, kar do karam, data piya, data piya, kar do karam, data piya. Daulat duniya ka sail ban ke main aaya nahi, daulat duniya ka sail ban ke main aaya nahi, mujhko deewana, mujhko deewana, Madine ka bana data piya, ya piya, data piya, kar do karam, data piya, ya piya, data piya, kar do karam, data piya. Kaash main roya karun ishq e rasool e paak mein, kaash main roya karun ishq e rasool e paak mein, kaash main roya karun ishq e rasool e paak mein, soz do aisa paaye Ahmad Raza data piya. بدکار ہوں گو ذلیل و خوار ہوں پاپی ہوں میں بدکار ہوں گو ذلیل و خوار ہوں پاپی ہوں میں بدکار ہوں آپ کا ہوں آپ کا آپ کا ہوں آپ کا ہوں آپ کا داتا پیا در در پھروں میں بھیک لینے کے لیے کیا غرض در در پھروں میں بھیک لینے کے لیے کیا غرض در در پھروں میں بھیک لینے کے لیے ہے سلامت آستانہ ہے سلامت آستانہ آپ کا داتا پیا شاہی کی نہیں ہے آرزو عطار کو اس کو دیوانا اس کو دیوانا کو عطا داتا پیا آپ کو خواجہ پیا آپ کو خواجہ پیا کا واسطہ داتا پیا
MashaAllah, we have seen the beautiful scenery, MashaAllah, which the word which was mentioned by Tabriz Bhai, of this great Hazrat Data Ali Hajweri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, sadly, time has come to an end, my dear viewers. We shall be concluding this program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end.